going on, everybody? My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to your number one source of inspiration for this generation. You already know it's Eminem Live Radio, and this is the show where we exist to point people to Jesus through motivating music, sharing stories, challenging culture, and promoting positivity. And we are so excited to be able to do all of those things with you. But of course, I cannot do the show solo. I need my sister. What's going on, Mia?
What's good, Misa? Listen, what's going on, everybody? Listen, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Eminem Live Radio. Man, real quick, if you're not following us already, we want you guys to tap in with us on socials and follow us on Instagram at MM Live Radio. And y'all, we on TikTok finally, okay? So we're on TikTok. Follow us at MM Live Radio Pod. And make sure you're staying in tune with us throughout your entire week.
Talk about staying in tune, man. We got to make sure that we stay in tune with our Patreon subscribers.
Patreon, our Patreon community is actually kind of lit. Our community is very strong. I would say we're strong, but everyone's real committed. And
absolutely.
I think that's great.
Absolutely.
And we're grateful for it.
And for that, literally, Mia, you took the words right out of my mouth. Thank you so much. We are so grateful because we have a lot of great things that are on the way. Seriously, I mean it.
Yeah.
I mean it. We have some great things on the way. The studio is still under construction. Great things are coming. And the quality of what we're doing has just elevated to a whole nother level. And I just have to say thank you so much for those that always seek ways to give to what we're doing here at Eminem Live Radio. But if you want to join the team, the Patreon team, go ahead, join the family, man. All you got to do is hit the link in the subscription below.
All right, man. You tuned into a good episode.
Yeah?
I'm a little nervous.
Tell me.
Because we're getting a little open, a little vulnerable, you know, so you tuned in at the right time, Misa. I hope you're ready. I'm preparing myself over this music break. We're going to go ahead and get into some music, man. Here is The Method by Lecrae, Miles Minnick, and E-40. Listen, the West Coast has been put in Owen, okay? So shout out to those guys, and we'll be right back right here on You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
I praise God for real. Like, I don't know how y'all do it, but I see them getting real mad about how we do it.
Richmond, Oakland, Dago, LB, City, we coast. What you know about it? Tell me what you know. Tell me what you know about it. Tell me what you know. LA, Valley, Eastside, Westside, Sac, Romano, Vallejo, Hillside. What you know about it? Tell me what you know. Tell me what you know about it. Tell me what you know.
If I'm the one, then I gotta be the one. I'ma rep where I'm from, I'ma step where I'm from. Going dumb, who is that? Talk about my gang, I'ma show you. Bustle double down, bro, I told you. West side, I ain't leaving. Cousin out these demons out the region. God placed you here for a reason. I pledge my allegiance. Do my little step and I'm sneezing. Scrabble on the devil, have him leak. They be catting on the land, must be tripping. Step for the Lord, that don't mean that I'm crippin'. What's up with these Christians? It's the same message, the method is different. Let's go show them how we living. Only in Compton, Stockton, Richmond, Oakland, Dago, LB, City, we coastin'.
What you know about it, tell me what you know. Tell me what you know about it, tell me what you know.
LA, Valley, Eastside, Westside, Sac, Romano, Vallejo, Hillside.
What you know about it, tell me what you know. Tell me what you know about it, tell me what you know.
Here in the rubble, it's easy to get in trouble. We just trying to survive and keep from being unalive. Take a deep dive in the octagon where it's mania and fooling. Well, you might not be a carpenter, but you gotta keep you a tooling. Be alert and stay cautious and don't be corny and goofy. Choose your words wisely and don't be saying things that's loosely. Lord, please forgive these haters, for they know not what they do. Only person that I fear and I'm afraid of is you. I got hustle in my bones and my arteries in my spine. Every day is communion because I drink my own wine. Earl Stevens is my handle and I've been popping for years. It's not too many rappers had this type of career. I keep my ear to the turf like Adam Schefter through sports. When I was 8 years old, my mama and daddy got a divorce. I asked the Lord to protect me and my family and squad. And only one I'll ever idolize is God.
Compton, Stockton, Richmond, Oakland, Dago, LB, City, we coastin'.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we just pray that you wake up the West, Lord.
LA, Valley, Eastside, Westside, Sac, Romano, Vallejo, the Hillside.
They are not like us, but we want to be like you. Jesus' name.
West. Had to wake up, get this weight up off my chest.
Yes.
Cali streets is when I jumped about the nest. If you breathe, then you can't say that you ain't blessed. They go up the Oceanside, Bakersfield up to the bay, Stockton up to Sacramento, right back down into LA. Granny took me to the ocean, put me underneath the tide. When I came up out that water, I was dead, now I'm alive. You should be alive, you should wake up. Earthquakes and fires only made us get our faith up. Staying up late, I'm praying for the whole coast and my own folks. I got California love, but I want they soul.
LA, Valley, Eastside, Westside, Sac, Romero, Vallejo, the Hillside.
Oakland,
Dago, LB, City, we coast.
What you know about it, tell me what you know. Tell me what you know about it, tell me what you know.
LA, Valley, Eastside, Westside, Sac, Romano, Vallejo, Hillside.
What you know about it, tell me what you know. Tell me what you know about it, tell me what you know.
The world's always turning. Good news, bad news, and somebody's mad every time. But here at Eminem Live Radio, we keep it real and we keep it moving. So before you pop off, take a breath and remember, don't be salty. Let's go!
All right, Mia, it's a brand new week. Tell me, what's got you salty?
Salty at the men, man.
The men?
Salty at the men. Okay, so let me be specific, right? So, you know, I'm a single woman out here in these streets, you know what I'm saying? And personally, to me, you know what I'm saying? It's hard. But even also, I feel like I'm losing a little bit of hope, America.
You're losing
a little bit of hope. Uh-huh. Only because Michael B. Jordan. No, here's my thing. I'm gonna say this real quick. With Michael B. Jordan, I wasn't always a Michael B. Jordan fan. And don't hate me for saying that. It was just always the fact that, I don't know, I thought he was just really too pretty looking. You know what I'm saying? So I was kind of like, I mean, he cool, you know. And plus, I was like, you know, it's whatever. Then I had a dream about him. And I was like, oh, Michael, you're in my dreams. So then I started feeling a little bit indifferent. So I was like, okay, I get the Michael B. Jordan trend. I was like, okay, he's attractive, okay. Then I saw him on that carpet.
What carpet?
The red one.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about he's a Babalawu.
Bring me up to speed, Mia.
A Babalawu. Okay, so of course it was for sinners.
Uh-huh.
And
oh, the movie that
the movie
in.
Sinners, okay. Yes. And of course, you know, he was saying how he's a Babalawu, which is a priest in the Yoruba culture. And basically, it's witchcraft, America. And I'm like, ugh, got him again.
Yeah.
I'm just like, it makes me mad because then I was thinking about also there's other artists or like not artists, but there's other celebrities like Kofi Cerebo. And you know that man's good looking.
A good looking man.
He loved polygamy. And I'm just kind of like, why are all the good looking brothers gone? They're gone, man. And I'm like, I mean, can all the men of God please stand up? Or whatever Slim Shady said. At this point, you know what I'm saying? It just make me mad because it's kind of like, I mean, I already know I didn't have no chance with you, but dang. I know I ain't got no chance with you now.
Well, listen, okay. Well,
why can't you love the Lord?
Okay, well, this is the thing, okay? So while I understand that that's what you're salty about, don't be salty. Okay, because at least this is the Lord's doing of letting it be known that that's one less person you can think about so that you can be directed into the direction of where Mr. Right is. Don't be salty.
I guess I just got to cross him off the list.
Don't be salty. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Mr. Right is on the way.
You're lost, Michael. You lost a good one. The one that got away.
I let go of myself.
All right, Misa, new week. What's going on? What's got you salty?
Oh, man. So I don't know about you, but it seems like for me, I'm always salty, or at least specifically this past week. I've been very salty about the moment I get my check, my paycheck, it's gone. Mm. It's gone. So what happened with me is that I got paid last Friday.
Okay.
Right? And conveniently, something goes on with my car. Mm-hmm. So then I go, my husband goes, shout out to Chemo. He goes to take my car to the shop. All right?
Okay.
And I'm thinking, you know, $100.
Yeah.
$150. Couple hundred, $200, mm-hmm. You know? I pick up my car, and it basically costed almost half my check. I had money for the $450 that went into fixing my car. I'm like, why couldn't things be simpler back in the day?
Remember when we used to think that like $20 took us a long
yes,
way?
Yes, it sure did.
We thought we hit the lottery.
But even $100 nowadays is only literally $5.
Yeah, man.
I don't know what is the difference. I know tariffs, I know taxes play into a role. But I'm like, dang, I really feel like this isn't the same adult life that my parents
it's
were living back
the
in the
same.
Day.
It's not the same.
Okay, it's not just me.
It's not the same.
I'm salty.
I think everyone can agree that's not the same. Okay, so perspective. Don't be salty because listen.
Yeah, tell me.
You had the money. You had the money to pay.
Yeah.
So that's a blessing. And then even also, you got your car fixed?
I did.
You riding around?
I'm riding around and getting it.
You riding around and getting it. Because if you didn't have it, then, you know, you'd be sitting around.
That's true.
Taking Mason's tricycle. Riding down the street in a big wheel. So don't be salty, brother. Because listen, don't be salty, brother. Because you got your car and you have the money. Bro, that's not for real. That's a blessing, though.
It really is.
A lot of times people have to wait in their car. Remember, like, I remember times in the past where our family cars had to sit in the shop for some time. You know what I'm saying? And like now being able to pay that right away for real, bro, is a blessing.
I'm like, but $150?
But you had it.
That's true.
But you had it.
Okay, I'm trying to hold on to the salt. I'm trying to hold on to it.
That's a blessing, bro.
Yeah, it's always something to look on the bright side for. Your situation is always better, you know, when you look on the other side of things.
So. Absolutely.
Don't be salty, Misa.
Listen, man, let us know, man, what's got you salty this week? Go ahead and let us know. Tap in with us on social media. Let us know what's got you salty. And we're hoping that we'll be able to lighten up your day and let you know, like, don't be salty about those things. We'll keep it moving.
Yep, you're right. You're right. Mia, I think we got some more music.
We got more music. Listen, shout out to Few. Few, I'm kind of mad at you for real. Because why is Few Day Bash in Houston?
It's in Houston. It's always been in Atlanta.
And he announced it on 4-4-day. That should be a crime.
That's dirty.
That should be a crime.
That's like a national holiday in the city of Atlanta.
Houston, you better show out.
Yeah.
I'm just letting you know right now. Y'all better show out and show up for Few Day Bash. But listen, in the meantime, here is Aretha by 1K Few. Listen, keep it locked right here. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to.
You already know.
It's Eminem.
Let's go. Lord Almighty, my life is karate. This weekend is coming, I teach you, I'm Friday. Pray for somebody. When I hear choppers and coppers and robbers, I pray for somebody. Daddy, daddy, we like to party, we turn to the city. But I woke up that morning, jumped straight out the bed and prayed. Talk to the plug, he showed me love. Thanking the Lord, I made. Time to ball out, double A, found a 4, bitch, I'm sure it rain. And I got a brand new bust down, every time I look at my wrist, it's Aretha Franklin, and she gon' sing. Respect, can I just get a little respect? I ain't gon' lie, I need that. I ain't tryna go that heat hit. Nowadays ain't no respect. And them lactose can't take my cheese. You ever gon' lie, but ain't tricking me. Better get somebody else. Pull off the lights, girl, off real fast. Pull out a lot, so it ain't gon' last. Show out a lot, boy, rocks go down. Better get somebody else. Right from the cops, and I went out sad. Put off the block, had to stack my cash. Put off the brake, had to hit look gas. I don't even care if they talk about me. I don't even care, leave them all on risk. Kill with the gang like it is. Can't hold down on the floor like free. Nowadays ain't no respect. Nowadays ain't no.
I don't know what y'all got going on nowadays.
I woke up that morning, jumped straight out the bed and prayed. Talk to the plug, pray for my thugs. Word on the street, that trap house got raided. Went down in the spot on the west side, Martin Luther King. Tryna stay woke, you ain't got no dream. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, do you know what that mean? Respect, can I just get a little respect? I ain't gon' lie, I need that. I ain't tryna go that heat, yeah. Nowadays ain't no respect. And I'm lactose, can't take my cheese. You ever gon' lie, but ain't tricking me. Better get somebody else.
Source of inspiration for this generation. You already know it's Eminem Live Radio. This is the show where we exist to point people to Jesus through motivating music, sharing stories, challenging culture, and promoting positivity. Y'all, thank you so much for tuning in. Shout out to y'all for tuning in, man. Listen, we really appreciate everybody tuning in, rocking with your girls, whether you're day one, whether this is your first time tuning in.
Yeah.
Listen, we just introduced a new segment. Don't be salty, which we did before this break. And Misa and I were in an interesting space of kind of just redefining what Eminem Live Radio is, testing out new things, new segments and things like that. And we're really enjoying making that new segment. So let us know what you guys think. Let us know, comment, be able to comment and tell us on social media. Just let us know your thoughts on that new segment, Don't Be Salty. We would love to hear you guys' thoughts.
Yeah.
Misa, it's a new week. Wait, but how was your Mother's Day?
Oh, Mother's Day. Mother's Day was really good for me.
Okay.
It was very, very good for me. And let me tell you all that I did. Number one, if you don't know, I work at a church. I'm the First Impressions Coordinator at Stockbridge Community Church. And we had, for Mother's Day weekend, 4 services. Our regular Sunday is 3 services. Mm-hmm. But we add an additional service on Saturday at around 5 p.m. And it was already expected for it to be a busy weekend. It was going to be a lot. And while it was a lot on that actual Sunday, we weren't having youth service that night, which I volunteer also very, very consistently. And I just simply wanted to be home and do nothing. And ultimately, the number one thing on my list to do was to take a nap. I did all those things. So, and it felt so great.
Mother's Day was relaxing because you did nothing.
I did nothing. And it's interesting because I saw a post that I think another church posted, but it was like a list of things that moms don't want from Mother's Day. Like, she does not want a mug that says mom because she already knows that she's a mom. Cliche jewelry. She doesn't want for you to ask her what she wants to do because now she has to do all the planning when you should have already been proactive and created plans for her because now she has to create, find babysitters and do all these different types of things. It was a lot of things that were listed of what mom does not want to do. Mm-hmm. But number one thing that I think moms want is peace and quiet. Mm-hmm. Rest, a nap, a clean house. No dishes in the sink, you know, and it's not to say that all moms are like that, but it's interesting because while we were at church on Sunday, Mother's Day, I asked a lot of mom friends or just, you know, people that go to the church that are mothers that I know of that are mothers. Mm-hmm. I asked them, like, you got any plans for today? A lot of them said no.
Love that.
A lot of them said no.
I saw, I was on Threads and I saw Jackie Hill Perry say, all I want for Mother's Day is to do nothing.
Nothing. Nothing.
Wow, not thinking about it, to the woman who does everything for everybody, though some moms, the biggest gift you could give them is giving them the free space to just sit around.
Do nothing at
all. Not have to worry about a meal. Not have
to
make
plans. Yes, or if you want to do something as far, like I said, not all moms are the same. There are some moms that would love a surprise dinner at her favorite restaurant. But if you know Mother's Day, the restaurants are full. Unless you've already made a reservation
for last Mother's Day.
Yeah, months ago. But sometimes we have such busy lives that we don't even think and are proactive to even make a reservation for something coming up big like Mother's Day.
And then even also perspective could be like, maybe mom doesn't want to get up and have to get ready.
Right. I don't want to put on no makeup.
Maybe she doesn't want to sit in the car and go on a drive. Like sometimes it's relaxing just kicking your feet up, eating something at the house, binge watching something, being outside, being with your family, soaking in your family, opposed to doing for your family, soaking them in.
Now, that is another thing that I did. I did invite the mothers in my family, even you. Like, you're a mother to my kids. You know, I had everybody come over to the house, and we ate and just had a great time, laughed, joked around, like, watched TV, watched the girls dance around and stuff. And it was just so fulfilling, so relaxing, and I would take 1,000 Mother's Days like that. I don't have to have extravagant gifts. I don't have to have everything over the top. I just need to be able to rest.
And backstory on Misa saying things being over the top, because that's literally what we used to do.
Mother's Day was such now a hindsight, work up.
It was fun though.
Yeah,
it was very fun. It was like we would do different themes for every Mother's Day. Like one during COVID when we couldn't go anywhere, we did something called Spa Mama, and we had turned down the lights, put on lo-fi music, and we gave our moms manicures, pedicures, facials, and it was very relaxing. The most recent one we did was Mama Fest, where everyone had to come up with a song to remake about moms and like sing them to our moms and things like that. And what were some other
ones? Do you remember the Mother Loving Cafe?
The Mother Loving Cafe.
So, oh my goodness, y'all. So we did this thing called the Mother Loving Cafe.
And it was inspired by that episode of The Proud Family.
Where they had like a, it was like a jazz
They were doing
club,
poetry.
They were doing poetry and spoken word. My husband, Kimo, he plays the upright bass. So we had the whole nine yards. The lights were down. Everybody wore black.
Yes, bro.
We had sunglasses.
Everyone had to snap.
But you had to write a very heartfelt spoken word or poetry piece
for your mom.
For your mom that was in the audience.
I think that was the best one.
It was
I think that was the best one.
Funny.
But we still had to say that was very over the top.
And
we made dinner. We did a whole production.
Yeah.
And we made dinner.
But I will say this. Even though we did all those things, I still feel like the moms, because I wasn't a mom at that time, moms still didn't have to do anything.
Yeah.
Because we prepared everything. We prepared the dinner, the entertainment. And I felt like they also did appreciate it because it was heartfelt. Mm-hmm. Like, it was a poem that Kimo wrote for his mother, and she wasn't able to physically be there, so we like FaceTimed her in, and like even the same thing for our mothers. We had our cousins involved and everything. So while it was an over the top thing to show the person that does the most much care,
the moms had to get ready.
That's true.
Show up by a certain time.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? So like there was still participation there, and even like not saying that because even though the moms didn't play a part in that, it was still insightful. Just because some moms. I think it's great having a balance. There's a season for everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a season to do something and really enjoy and be entertained. And then sometimes it's a season to just, like, relax.
Just relax and
just
rest.
Be. Just, you know, be. So,
I hope all the moms out there enjoyed their Mother's Day. And if not, hey, if you're listening and you are a child or you are an adult child to a mother and Mother's Day is coming up next year, these are some good ideas.
Yeah.
Just do something special for your mom, even if it's just cleaning the house. That's a lot. That means
a lot.
It speaks volumes to moms.
That's good. So listen, man, we were saying how we're in, like I was saying earlier, I think we're in an interesting space with Eminem Live Radio because for those who don't know, Misa and I have been doing Eminem Live Radio since we were
2 months old.
Right. 15 and 17 years old.
Yeah.
So what the show was then and now we're 28 and 30. So what we wanted the show to be then is different from what we want now.
Mm-hmm.
We were inspiring and these charismatic, you know, teenagers and saying, don't give up. You can do it. Keep on pushing.
Haven't been through nothing.
And then now here it is. I will say we're more seasoned. We aren't seasoned, but we're more seasoned. We're more wise. Mm-hmm. We've experienced more things.
Yes.
And we just were trying to figure out, we were trying to do the show the way we used to, and we're just like, this just doesn't feel like us anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there were certain things that we just wanted to be more. One of the things we wanted to be more of was authentic. Well, of course, you're going to be inspired because that's just who Misa and I are.
Yeah.
Just naturally as people. But we want to be more transparent about the lives that we live. Misa being a mom working at a church, me being an aunt, me being in my 20s, a single woman, and Misa being married. Like, you know, like just things that happen in our day-to-day lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I told Misa in our meeting, in our engineer, Kimo, he was like, well, you guys have to be more authentic. Like, what do you guys want to talk about? And this has been on my mind a lot. And I was like, I want to talk about the things I regret doing or not doing in my 20s.
Mm.
Because I saw this thread on Threads, and it was saying the mind shift that happens in 28 and 29 years old before you're 30 is real. And that's truly where I'm at. I just be thinking randomly about, dang, why didn't I do this? Why did I say that? Dang, I wish I did this more.
Yeah.
And I've just been really sitting in the things that I wish I would have done and the things I wish I should have. Or like, you know, all things under that umbrella. And I wanted to talk about that. Have you ever thought about, have that ever come across your mind, like now being 30 and like, you know, like what did you have that like mind shift right before you turned 30? Really?
Right before I turned 30, I think there was probably a moment where in my last month of being 29, I had a little bit of a montage flash in my mind of like all the things that I had done, which made me think, why did I do that?
Mm.
Or I could have done that a whole lot better. Or what could I have done more of in my 20s? And even give me insight because of the hindsight that I received to be like, well, what am I going to do differently in my 30s? So yeah, I definitely had those moments, and it's just so crazy that us being at this age, us having these moments of recollection, because it's like, you know, you think in the moment you're doing everything right that you need to be doing, but growing up, it requires for you to adjust.
Yeah.
Growing up, it always falls back on you learning from a decision that you made and making sure that you don't do that same thing but adjust, pivot to make it better the next time you do it. So
I was literally telling my little cousins today.
Yeah.
I was like, your 20s are just your teenage years with bills.
Basically.
That's literally what they're
basically,
at. If you are like early 20s or a teenager and you think that when you get to your 20s,
you're in your prime.
No, that's ma'am. When all the adult things. No. To some 20-year-olds, it is. But for the majority, no. You're fumbling around and figuring it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, so I think
that's... And you make your biggest mistakes
in your absolutely. 20s. But it's not entirely a bad thing.
No, it's not. No, it's not. But I feel like, you know, there's been... I know we're going to get into it a little bit later on. But if you're in your 20s or if you know somebody who is in their 20s, please engage in this conversation.
Or even if you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s.
Please engage and chime in on this conversation because this is a huge thing that I feel like a lot of people can take away from.
And relate to.
Absolutely, absolutely. But listen, speaking of something that you can relate to, man, one thing that I can relate to is having a bad moment in my day. Maybe you had a bad 5 minutes. Maybe you had a bad 10 minutes. But listen, don't let that bad 5 minutes, 10 minutes dictate your entire day. We have almost a 60-minute show. But if we don't have that much time to turn your day around with positivity, give us 60 seconds. We have an inspiration that we like to call 1-Minute Inspirations. And my girl Mia has got you covered right here, right now.
So my mentor said this a week ago, and it's really changed my perspective. And this is what she said. As long as you're grateful, you're always winning. She said that the enemy has us so fixed on tangible things that it makes us lose sight of our current growth. I know. It's like truly a mind shift. Now, a lot of times when it comes to life, we only get excited for the things like when we get that job that we've been working so hard for. Or the relationship of our dreams, or the vacation we've been anticipating, the house, the car, the check, you name it, it's a win. Now hear me, I'm not disagreeing with any of those things at all. I just also want you to know that the breath that you just took, the free will that you have, you being in your good health, the people in your life who feel like home, the peace of mind that you have, you finally being able to forgive them. You finally apologizing. You finally being able to like what you see in the mirror. You maintaining your boundaries. Your joy coming back. All of those things are considered a win. So I want to encourage you to be grateful for your growth. Trust me, you have more wins than you think.
There you have it, your 1 minute inspiration brought to you by my girl Mia. Man, when I tell you, I feel so much lighter, so much more inspired, so much oomph in my life, so much purpose after I hear something like that to pick me up and turn me around and get myself together. Thank you so much, Mia. I know we got some more music for him.
Let's get into it, man. John Keith has a new single called Call featuring Madison Ryan Ward. And here it is right here on, you already know,
it's Eminem Live Radio. Come right back.
It's been a while, you picked up some burdens. You off in a while, I know you've been searching. I showed you a smile, you said I was smirking. I said, call me a child, you said you were working. Show me where your pain is, you might find my heart. I'm not what you painted, but I'm not angry at all. It's up on the fridge now, I still call it art. I think it's beautiful, think you're a star. But you're lying when you told all of your friends you were fine. Where'd you get skin hard as diamonds? Not what I meant when I said you need a break. So what's it take to call me? Will you call me? To call me? Can you call me?
Call on me in the day, in the middle of night. Never need an invitation. I will listen. Lonely roads you traveled way too far. I can ease your weary broken heart. I feel you. I feel you. Call upon me, daughter. There's no way wasted words. Call upon me, daughter. The echoes of your falling tears I heard. Call me. Call me. Call me. Call me.
Call me. Quiet, but won't be silent. Left on red, you ain't read what I'm writing. How we in a fight, you the only one fighting. We ain't even fighting, you ain't even fighting.
Say I'm too quiet, but say I'm too quiet. Silent.
Left on red, you ain't read what I'm writing. How we in a fight, you the only one fighting. We ain't even fighting, you ain't even fighting. Say I'm too quiet,
you're the only one.
My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to your number one source of inspiration for this generation. You already know it's Eminem Live Radio. We are knee deep into such a great conversation about regrets that we might have in our 20s.
Listen, yeah, if you are in your 20s, I'm happy you're listening to this show. And then if you are in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, shout out to my grandparents. if you are in any age range beyond 20s, we want to know what you guys think. Like, follow us on Instagram and TikTok at MM Live Radio and comment and let us know what your regrets are. Because I'm just curious. I thought this is a conversation where, you know, a lot of people can relate to. And before the break, I was saying to Misa just about how a lot of regrets I have, and I'm going to just spew a couple out, and then I want you to chime in and, of course, give your take. One of my regrets that I have in my 20s is not expanding my horizons.
Mm.
One, I don't know why, and maybe you can attest to this. Misa, I felt like, because mind you, when we were doing Eminem Live Radio.
Yeah.
When we were young, so like when we graduated, I didn't go to college and neither did Misa because we were going head on into Eminem Live Radio. And I don't know why I wanted for everyone to think that Eminem Live Radio was how we were making money, because it wasn't. And I did not want to get, I was so embarrassed, genuinely. I was low-key embarrassed to get a regular job.
Mm.
And we were working with our parents, thank God, who they had, like, you know, income for us to be able to work with them. But I would never tell anybody, oh, well, yeah, I do this, and I also do Eminem Live Radio. Also, oh, yeah, you'll do Eminem Live Radio full time? Yeah. No, we was lying. Boy, yeah, we was lying. And I don't know why I felt like I couldn't go work at a McDonald's and put that money towards Eminem Live Radio. But I don't know why I, because honestly, if I could go back, I would do that. Mm. I would go work, because our mom was paying for our studio time. Praise God for her.
Yeah.
And when really, I could have worked to do that and then invest in Eminem Live Radio early.
So there was a sense of pride there?
Yes. I don't know why. I always felt so embarrassed saying, like, well, yeah, and I also do this. Like, even now, like, I don't mind saying I watch my nieces. I'm a nanny throughout the week. Mm-hmm. I work at 116 Life doing the, I work at Reach doing the 116 Life Sirius XM show, and I work at a gym right now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like, I don't have any shame in doing that, because I live life. I have bills.
But this, you know what I'm saying? But I'm wondering, Mia, and I'm asking you this because we're part of the same family.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if I'm literally thinking in real time about your inspiration that you just shared about, like, celebrating the small things, because they might be small to one person, but it's still a win. A win is a win.
Yeah.
You know? But we have some family members that every time you turn around, every time you get together, what you got going on? And then depending on what you say, you're going to ask the cousin what they're doing, and they're doing something so much far better, you know? So if you simply were honest and were like, you know, I'm not making any money from Eminem Live Radio, but I'm trying to get it off the ground, whatever.
Or honest. Or that I'm just, I work here. Oh, I work at
Kroger or
but,
I work here. Yeah.
But the cousin just graduated college. Mm-hmm. Then you're, based upon how they respond to the cousin graduating, that makes you look like your small wins are nothing.
And then even also, people always made us feel so good and complimented us when they would say, oh, you did the red carpet. Oh, you are here. Oh, we see you're still going. So it's like, dang, I don't know if I was trying to live up to this image that really I just made up in my head. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, oh, I thought you were making money doing that. Oh, I didn't know you have to do that. And like, you know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. I think that and made me feel embarrassed. And I say that when expanding my horizons was if I was to work another job, I would do Eminem Live Radio, but also I would take classes on creative writing. Mm. I would do online courses, like, for some, like, you know, like, in it's the 21st century. Like, you know, we can find things where you don't have to go to school, but, like, you right. can find masterclass. Like, yeah. you know, like, things like that. And see if I can broaden my ideology or my knowledge on film, because I like film. Mm-hmm. You know, on what it takes to be a director. Like, yeah. little things like that. And it's like, I say all that to say because I'm thinking of those things now. Mm. I've been looking. It's like, well, why not? Like, why not expand my horizons? Like, if I, like, oh, yes, Eminem Live Radio, but I also like this. Let me just see if I know more and can expand my knowledge on it, because I can. And there's nothing wrong with learning more about the things that I like. And I was like, man, if I knew this when I was 20, I would have been so farther along. I would be doing Eminem Live Radio. Then maybe I could have another job, but maybe work at a production company mm-hmm. because I expand my knowledge right. on it. So I feel not disheartened. Well, at first I did. I was just like, man, if I wish I did that earlier, and I wish I knew earlier that it's okay. There's nothing, I'm not cheating on Eminem Live Radio because mm-hmm. I want to know more about film or more about screenwriting and creative writing. It's just me expanding my horizons. I wish I would have knew that earlier.
I think for me, anything that I regret in my 20s is not asking for help.
Okay, in what way?
Like, and even similar to Eminem Live Radio, there were moments where I felt like I had to have it all together. Like we said before the break, in your 20s, when you hit 25, you're in your prime. You're yeah. not even scratching the
you're
surface.
Not even close,
are you
bro.
Kidding me?
You're not even close.
You don't know nothing in your 20s, you know? And I felt like in those moments, because not only if I was in my 20s, but I'm the oldest sibling. So mm-hmm. sometimes you're looked to as the guinea pig and, you know, you're the first to experience different things. And I felt like I had to have it all together. Mm-hmm. And on the outer appearance, I definitely had people bondage that I was dealing with within the yeah. family and other friends that were kind of like doing some things that were surpassed what I was doing, mm-hmm. ideally. And I felt like I couldn't ask for help because I already got it. I already mm-hmm. got it together. Eminem Live Radio is doing great. Of course, people are patting you on the back. You've been around for so long. You've been doing your thing. I've been around for so long doing nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing. You know? But I wish in my 20s I had a mentor.
Bro, yes.
I wish
I had
a mentor.
Do you remember the show we had? I remember that was a show topic we had. We were like, do you feel like it's necessary to have a mentor?
Yeah, don't dig up that grave, please. What did we say? Something stupid?
I remember saying, at least, I said, well, no, I mean, I have my mom. And it's like, yes, not negating your mom, not at all. It's just, it is very important yeah. to have someone in your life pouring to you.
Yeah.
Because you're not at your prime at whatever age. There's always someone or somewhere that you want to be. So having someone yeah. pour into you is essential.
No, but seriously, like, even if it's not spiritual,
no.
a spiritual mentor, mm-mm. if there's someone that is in your same industry or has your same skill set that's doing a little bit better than you, you can always, oh, I think you said this, Mia, there may not be room for everything, but there's always room for improvement.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you can always talk to somebody that's doing a little bit better than you because iron sharpens iron. That's scriptural.
And I feel one thing I learned where how you locate your mentor is if you can look at someone and be like, yeah, I want to be like that.
Mm.
I could be more like that.
Yeah.
You should ask them if they can mentor you.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's how I found mine.
I was going to ask you how you found your mentor.
So she's a life coach. We're in this this mentoring community called Ladies of Light. Shout out to them. And her name is TK Lee, Takesha Owebu. And she's a life coach, and she counsels couples and single women, married women. And I just I know her through the CHH space.
Mm-hmm.
But then when she faced out of that and then was diving more into like coaching and things like that, just seeing how she carried herself, mm-hmm. how poised she was, how feminine she was, how the woman of God that she was, I was like, yeah, I want to, I was like, there's yeah. something. I always said,
there's something about her that I like that I kind of want to be like. Okay. Like, something about her. And then when she said that she was offering this community, I said, oh, I have to be a part of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, one thing I've even realized from talking with people that are just doing so much more, or just people I really look up to, shout out to my pastor, Pastor Jeff Dawes. He says, never be afraid to ask questions like, who do you know that I should know? You know, or never be afraid to simply be a sponge and go to a place or find a mentor or somebody you look up to and just let them talk. Ask about them. Have questions about what they've got going on and just let them be a faucet pouring into you being the sponge and soak up everything.
I think that's another regret.
Really?
Is that I don't think that I verbally said that we knew too much, but I wish we would have asked more questions or been around, like you said, had a mentor, but been around someone and asked questions on certain things or not afraid to reach out and be like, hey, I have a couple things I want to ask you. You mind squeezing me in your schedule? Or like, you know, do you have any insight on this? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because I think that would have, I don't know, I just think that would have just helped. Not even just career-wise, but just like all over.
Yeah, I think pride did play a little role in my life too.
No,
you know, because there was a lot of moments where I was trying to be impressive and not impactful.
Yes.
Or like, oh man, what was it? Bring it back to my thoughts. What was it? I was trying to be interesting and not be interested in what other people have going on. You know what I'm saying? Like it was such a thing where I felt like I had to put on. And I think a lot of our generation can really relate to that because there's so many different things. Like social media became a really big thing in our 20s. Like Instagram was going absolutely insane. And then we had all these other random social media apps that were popping up.
Yeah.
And at that moment, because it was so foreign to the world, we were trying to figure out how to utilize it. Mm-hmm. And all you saw were the highlights of people's life that they wanted for you to see. So you're already comparing your life mm-hmm. to what they got going on. And behind their phone, they're dealing and struggling mm-hmm. just like you.
Right.
So it was just a very interesting time that I feel like a lot of the millennials can definitely say that, man, I kind of felt the same way. And I hate to live a life with regrets, but I think it all boils down to what are you going to do next week? Or what are you going to do the next year? Or what are you going to do the next 10 years of your life?
Because I kind of felt bad thinking about those regrets. And I was like, dang, I should have known that longer. I mean, before. And I don't, now I lost all that time.
Mm-hmm.
Completely forgetting that. Yeah, we say things like, I mean, yeah, you're 30. I mean, you're 28. But I'm only 28.
Yeah.
You're only 30.
Yes.
Opposed to thinking it like in that mindset, okay, well, this whole new decade you have,
mm-hmm.
the tomorrow that is literally in a couple of hours,
mm-hmm.
what can you do now?
What can you do?
What do you want to do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well then, how are you going to do it? What's the plan? Like, mm-hmm. what's the strategy? I think that's the bad thing is that we always feel like we're running out of time.
Yeah.
And that we have to, everything has to be perfected, known right here and now, when there's nothing wrong with figuring it out. There's nothing wrong with starting today at whatever age that you are to there. Because then what happens, it's going to suck if I get to 38 and I'm like, dang, in my 30s, I should have. And it's like,
right.
Dang.
Well, or if you find out when you're at the end of your 30s that you made the same mistakes you did in your
20s. Because I kept saying, man, when my kids come up, I'm going to say this all to them. And I was thinking like, well, hold on.
Say it to yourself today.
Say it to myself. I'm 28.
Yeah.
I still have time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think the regrets have definitely been a mind shift. But at the same time, it's been really enlightening. Because I was like, man, I just feel like a light bulb went off.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have this slight fire up under me. Or really, it's really just curiosity for me at least. I'm just like curious and interested. Okay, well, what else could I do? What else is out there? What other opportunities could possibly come if I did this? What would it look like if I did this and this? What mm-hmm. if I learned about this? What mm-hmm. if I did this course? What if I listen to this person, you know? So it's been insightful. The, like you were saying off air, the hindsight and insight, the hindsight of knowing what I could have known, but the insight to what I can do in the future has been very
simply let your regrets be your resets.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Because if you just allow for the thing that you regretted be the fuel in your fire to say, okay, we're not gonna do that again. Let's reset, regroup. Mm-hmm. Let's move into it. I think you're going to have a different outcome. And that's what you want, a positive, different outcome.
For sure. Listen, let us know on Instagram and all social media where you guys stand on this conversation. And while you think about that, we're going to play some music for you. Listen, here is Hologram by No Big Deal and Kato on the track. Keep it locked right here on You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
Kato got it jumping like a sonogram. Most these rappers fake like Juana Man. It's about the mission if I'm on the ground. Do it for the name, that's a monogram. They were sleeping on me like an auto man. Holy Ghost, this is not a hologram. Holy smokes, this sound like the fall of man. Son of Sam, I'ma need a son of man. I can't be a victim of the okey-doke. Lot of clowns, but this isn't my first rodeo. Demon in my DM on a Romeo. Homie gave a holy note, that came from the Holy Ghost. Simplify when it's coming to my tribe. I lay down my life if it's coming to the skies. Almost lost my life to the lesson and the lies. And the pain turned out just to be the love, but in disguise. And the raindrops didn't mean the sun, it wouldn't shine. Out in Bangkok, trying to spread the love of the divine. If the flame flop doesn't mean I wasn't in my prime. I just changed ops and I get the blood out of my eyes. Kato got it jumping like a sonogram. Most these rappers fake, like Juana Man. It's about the mission if I'm on the ground. Do it for the name, that's a monogram. They were sleeping on me like an auto man. Holy Ghost, this is not a hologram. Holy smokes, this sound like the fall of man. Son of Sam, I'ma need a son of man. Demons gonna stay around until you shunning them. Go find a disciple that be playing, I ain't one of them. I don't really have no fans, they my brother them. Who wanna go band for band with the son of man? In Australia, off a rap, you had to pardon me. And ain't no cap off in my rap, cause that ain't part of me. Hit me one when I am in New Orleans like a fleur-de-lis. He say take the poison out of rap, I move accordingly. Linked up with my soul brother, he a home runner. Plus you know that dilly flow is so butter. My idols ain't no rivals, I'm a bro with all my forerunners. I do it for Jehovah, one and only, that mean no other. Kel Ray. Kato got it jumping like a sonogram. Most these rappers fake like Juana Man. It's about the mission if I'm on the ground. Do it for the name, that's a monogram. They were sleeping on me like an auto man. Holy Ghost, this is not a hologram. Holy smokes, this sound like the fall of man. Son of Sam, I'ma need a son of man.
Back with your girls Misa and Mia from You Already Know. It's Eminem Live Radio. Shout out to everyone who tuned in to this week's show. Whether you tune in for the first time or you don't miss a single show, we're glad you spent the last hour rocking with your girls. If you enjoyed this week's show, post a screenshot of the show you're listening to on any of your social media platforms and listen, tag us at MM Live Radio and we'll repost it.
Absolutely, y'all. Absolutely. Now also, listen, tune in to Eminem Live Radio next week because like always, we'll have more hashtags, music, conversation, and so much more.
So make sure you're nowhere else but here, same time, same place, but of course, we gotta give credit where it's due.
Eminem Live Radio is your number one source of inspiration for this generation.
Engineered and co-produced by K.E. to the M.O. Kimo Jones.
Theme song by Glow.
Written and produced by your girls, Misa and Mia.
And executive producer Crystal Evans. And Eminem Live Radio is an Eminem Enterprise production.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in, but your girls gotta get out of here. Don't forget to be yourself like you mean it.
Always remember that the rain and the storm helps things grow. So if you're walking through a storm right now, don't worry, because you're growing from it.
God is the only everything you'll ever need.
And when you can't turn left
or right,
turn up, because none of that is an option. Don't forget to confess that it's the best day of your life. Do it every single day, it'll become the best week of your life. Do it every single week, it'll become the best month of your life. And do it every single month, it'll become the best year of your life. Thank you so much for tuning in. We love you so much. My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia, and you're listening to your number one source of inspiration for this generation.
What?
You already know it's Eminem Live Radio.
We'll talk to you soon.